Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains as investors brace for the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy pronouncements tomorrow morning our time. Dow is up 67 points or 0.2%. Broader S&P 500 added 0.5%. Energy sector up 2.9%, leading 9 of the 11 primary sectors higher. ExxonMobil gained over 2%. Consumer discretionary and consumer staples down about 0.2%. The only primary sectors to close in the red overnight. NASDAQ added 0.2%. Small cap Russell 2000 index with a 0.9% gain. US corporate earnings, number of companies reporting after the closing bell, including Advanced Micro Devices, which rallied over 6% in the extended session after the chipmaker comfortably topped US $5 billion in quarterly revenue for the first time and lifted their full year outlook. Starbucks climbed almost 5% in after hours trading after the coffee chain reported fiscal second quarter earnings that were largely in line with expectations amid rising costs, inflation and thinner margins. International comparable store sales fell 8%, including a 23% drop for same store sales in China. Airbnb up over 5% in after hour trading, posted a narrower than expected first quarter loss per share and better than expected revenue. In US economic data, factory orders rose a much stronger than expected 2.2% in March. That was almost double the increase forecast by economists. The Job Openings and Labour Turnover Survey, or JOLTS survey, recorded that job openings increased to a record high of 11.5 million on the last day of March. That was up 205,000 and more than the 11 million expected by economists, so a further tightening of the labour market. ADP National Employment Report for April, final readings of the S&P Global Services and Composite PMIs for April, and the ISM's non-manufacturing PMI for April and balance of trade figures for March are released tonight. Oil and gas sector climbed over 4% to lead European bourses higher, pan-European Stoxx 600 index gaining 0.5%, Germany's DAX gained 0.7%, German chemicals maker Covestro shed almost 5%, warning COVID-19 lockdowns in China will significantly affect businesses in the second quarter. France's CAC up 0.8%, BNP Paribas gaining over 5% after the French bank posted a better-than-expected 19% rise in net income as trading boomed, also reaffirmed its medium-term profitability targets. Nearly half of the Stoxx 600 companies have reported first-quarter results so far. 71% of those have topped analysts' earnings estimates, according to Refinitiv IBIS data. Biggest beats are coming from the energy and materials sectors. London's FTSE 100 edged 0.2% higher. BP rallied 5.8% after the energy giant posted its strongest operational performance in more than a decade, underpinned by an exceptional performance in its oil and gas trading division. Non-cash write-down of its stakes in Rosneft and two other Russian joint ventures pushed BP to a headline loss of $20.4 billion in the quarter. It's the biggest on record, but it was slightly below what analysts were forecasting. BP also said it would increase its quarterly share buyback program to $2.5 billion before the end of the second quarter. Aston Martin Lagonda released its first half result tonight. JD Weatherspoon and Flutter Entertainment providing trading updates. Base metals were weaker for the most part after the London Metal Exchange resumed trading following the bank holiday weekend, just struggling to find specific prices. But Southern Copper Corp, which is one of the largest copper producers worldwide, announced overnight that its first quarter 2022 copper production decreased by 10% year on year to around 215,000 tonnes. In aluminium markets, Norwegian aluminium maker Norsk Hydro reported record quarterly profits that exceeded expectations. Company cited the war in Ukraine, supply chain bottlenecks, slower Chinese growth, high energy prices and rising inflation as key factors. Also said global demand for aluminium is still expected to exceed production for a second consecutive year, which obviously could lead to a fall in global aluminium inventories. No spot on ore pricing once again, with Singapore Stock Exchange closed for a second session. Gold futures added $7 or 0.4% to $1,870.60 an ounce as the recent sharp climb in the US dollar index abated, albeit it still remains around 20-year highs. Oil prices retreated, investors weighing the prospects for a European Union embargo of Russian crude and the hit to demand from China's COVID-19 lockdowns. WTI down $2.76 or 2.6% to $102.41 a barrel. Brent down $2.61 or 2.4% to $104.97 a barrel. EU working on a sixth package of sanctions against Russia for the war in Ukraine will target Moscow's oil industry, more Russian banks and those responsible for disinformation, according to a top diplomat. Elsewhere, the Associated Press reported that Beijing was getting new hospital facilities ready to deal with a spike in COVID-19 cases, even though the number of new cases remains quite low. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.8 basis points to 2.96%, still the second highest yield settlement this year for the benchmark maturity. Two-year note yield rose almost 4 basis points to 2.77%, highest yield settlement since the 12th of December 2018. Investors widely expect the Federal Reserve to raise the Fed funds rate by 50 basis points when their two-day monetary policy meeting concludes tomorrow morning our time. It would mark the Fed's first 50 basis point rise in almost 22 years. Central Bank also expected to announce a plan to cut its $9 trillion balance sheet by $95 billion per month beginning in June. In broader bond market moves, Germany's 10-year bond yield rose above 1% for the first time since 2015. Aussie dollar buying around 71 US cents. Reserve Bank of Australia, of course, raised interest rates yesterday for the first time in 11 and a half years, up 25 basis points to 0.35%, more than the 15 basis points expected by economists.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.